You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I am Mark Adam.
Hey, guys. It's Katie G. And guess who's back in my bed? Me.
I was like, where is this going?
Oh, shit.
And she throws the wrench. Me.
Just me.
That's right, because last week you recorded from the living room because the kids weren't home and Rod wasn't home and you were like, this is my house, bitch.
I was like, I'm going to podcast wherever the fuck I want.
And today you're back to hiding in your bedroom.
And now I'm hiding again, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, right now nobody's actually home at the moment because Jillian has ringette again. She actually has provincials. She was in Moncton last weekend, so she has provincials this weekend, but it's local. So they're all at her game because I couldn't go to because we're doing this, so... But anyway, they'll be home probably shortly. So if you hear a ruckus, that's just them. Or also my annoying ass cat who's meowing outside my door right now. So,
yeah, my cat is going crazy here. I fed him 3 minutes before the podcast and gave him fresh water and all this shit just so he would like not meow. Because last episode he like meowed the whole time. And so I made sure he had food and everything today. And he's just still just meowing his face off.
Same. This little mine's psycho. Doing the same. Yeah. So, I mean... There's that. I mean, guess
what do you want from me?
It's the worst too, because they can't tell you. They're just like, I don't know. I just want to either annoy you, or I'm hungry, or I'm thirsty, or I'm I don't know. I don't know.
You put food in my dish, but three kibbles less than I had expected. So, like,
right.
Anyway, whatever. Stupid cats.
Cats are dicks. I know.
Cats are dicks. You are not dicks, people at home, because you're watching us and you're listening to us. That's awesome. We have the video available on YouTube. We have audio available all over the place.
Yes, wherever you like to listen.
I would like to point you to our Facebook page where we post really sick memes and such.
Oh, hell yeah.
So facebook.com/parenting, Twitter @parentingpod, Instagram @parentingpodcast, Snapchat @parenting, and then YouTube. We don't have our own URL yet, so you're going to have to bear with us. Go subscribe. Help us out.
Yes.
Share the crap out of it. Get people to subscribe. Once we get 100 subscribers, then we can be all like, go to youtube.com/parenting, bitches. I mean, like parenting, comma, bitches, not like slash parenting bitches.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that.
Although we are those parenting bitches.
We
but
definitely are it is what it is. Bitches. But yeah, if it's you want to go subscribe
13.
To that,
13.
I know, lucky 13, right? Lucky number 13? Is that a
yeah.
thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at us.
I'm very, very excited. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Coffee.
Tea. I'm on it.
Spill that tea. Not like actually spill the tea. I mean, like just, we'll just talk. What is wrong? I don't know what is happening. I'll be over here. If you need me, just holler.
Yeah. What? Okay. So,
I don't know.
Let's get to the meat of the matter. Let's move on.
Let's do this.
First of all, how was your week?
Week was good. I mean, busy as per usual. So, you know, just working, and we did have the kids this week. So they're officially on March break now. So they're super pumped with that. Which is great. They're actually going to be at their mom's for March break, which is kind of great because then at least they have she has more flexibility to actually be home, whereas the kids would just be here by themselves probably on their electronics all day because we just don't have the time to take off. But anyway, But this week was good. It was a pretty chill. I don't... the one thing, actually, what I'm going to try and do, I'm hoping tonight, is to take a video. I bought these really spicy chips, and I want to make the kids try them. So I'm going to record it, see how it goes.
There could be a... Do they know you have the chips?
Yes, they do know I have the chips.
We could have done it as a prank. Hey, would you like a Dorito?
You know what? You know what? I could actually get away with... You know what? I might be able to do it, because they're actually... I found them... I don't know. It's their barbecue, but they're flaming hot barbecue chips. Anyway, I can just put them in a bowl and be like, here, guys, try some chips. And then just watch it happen. Oh, my God.
There's an opportunity for a prank here.
Okay, I'll work on it. Because I want to do it tonight, though. I want to see their reaction.
Because then we could put a pranking video up.
All right, I'm on it.
For our Patreon members.
Yes. Yeah, good old Patreons. Awesome. That'd be wicked. How was your week, sir?
My week was... It's my first full week at my new job.
Right.
Like, full, like, without having to do the double shifts at the old place. And so I'm not, like... I'm solely focused on it. And it's been great. Because it's a members-based club, it's been a lot of, like, meeting the members, trying to put faces to names, figuring out... Like, this guy really likes to talk about wine. This guy really likes to talk about hockey. This guy likes to talk about bourbon. This, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, what people are really interested in. Mm-hmm. And it's actually been great. Then the members are really taking to me, I think. I have one of those personalities where I get along, like, well, especially in short bursts, like what my interactions are.
So basically what you're saying is that you're really good in just, like, small doses. That's what
I'm very good in short sprints. Absolutely. It's once people get to know me that they hate me. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But what was interesting was last night I was at a social. And if you're not from Manitoba, you probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No idea what that is.
So I won a prize. I won a social prize. And my prize was an Instant Pot.
Love that.
Which was fucking awesome.
Is that like a slow cooker? Is that the same thing?
It does. It has a slow cooker function, but the Instant Pot, you can also, it has a saute function, and it can be a pressure cooker.
Oh.
It can be a food warmer. It can be, like, it has, like, seven functions, one of which is yogurt maker. So, yeah.
All
so
right.
One function is yogurt maker. One function is, like, rice cooker.
Wow. I thought it was just, like, another slow cooker thing. Like, you just.
No. Oh, like, the lid goes on and, like, snaps on, so you can use it, like, as a pressure cooker. As well as, like, all these other things that it does. And so
do you have, like, a recipe book that goes with it to, like...
That was part of the prize. Because it was, like, all these prizes, smart. There's, like, packages. And they all, like, go together. So, like, there's the camping package. And it has a cooler. And, beer cozies. So, and
who puts this, like, on? Like, is this just, like, a local community thing?
Okay. So, no. here's the fucked up thing.
Okay.
If you're not from Manitoba, and if you're from Nova Scotia particularly, like I am, like anywhere on the East Coast essentially, this concept is going to fucking break your brain. So.
I'm ready to be broken.
Let's say I ask one lucky girl to marry me, and I'm unfortunate enough that she says yes. And I'm like, shit, now I don't want to, like, I don't want to, like, put a bunch of money in this because this probably isn't going to last. So then what I do is I have a big party where I invite a bunch of people that I don't know to come and drink cheap booze at a community center.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's a fundraiser, but for my wedding. So I don't have to pay for my wedding. So I go into my marriage with zero vested interest.
What?
Yeah, okay. So literally they have a party where they get people to come and they get, like, local businesses and stuff,
like, donate
prizes and they sell off raffle tickets and
so
all this
stuff.
So it's
almost like a silent auction type thing, but it's like a raffle.
But you buy these, like, books of tickets.
What the
that are all, like, numbered and you go around and, like, in front of each prize is, like, a little bag. And you put, if you want to win that prize, you put however many tickets you want.
Oh, okay.
In
bag. Yeah. So kind of like a silent auction. You just.
Kind of.
Like, not really a bid.
Like,
you're just putting more of
your
tickets.
Instead of, like, writing, like, here's my bid.
Yeah.
It's just like.
You just win it.
It's a raffle. It's not an auction at all.
Oh my God. And this is for people's weddings. Like they're trying to get money for their wedding.
Yeah, wedding socials. Sometimes they have them for causes like this family's house burned down, so we're going to have a social and then that money's going to go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you now. Okay.
All right. So we have those two. We don't call them socials. We call them fundraisers. Because that's what they are.
Exactly. So I was thinking it was this whole mysterious thing, but I'm like, okay, I get it. I just didn't realize.
Yeah,
I was
thinking like, it was like specific to weddings. Imagine I'm getting married. You guys come pay for it. Like, imagine.
I mean, that's the ideal situation.
But the culture in Nova Scotia is so different. It's like, hey, I'm getting married. I invite all your friends over, and then you provide the booze and get them fucking shit faced.
That's true.
That's your party, right? And then you go actually get married, and it's a thing. But the argument that some people in Manitoba make is like, well, if I go to a wedding and I have to pay for my booze, I'm not going to that wedding. I'm like,
okay,
well,
bye.
You went to the social and paid for the booze. You've already paid for this. I don't understand. Anyway, so
well then, that's fantastic.
It's
and also fucked. Hilarious.
It's fucked. The concept is inherently inside out, as far as I am concerned. Brilliant. But I've been to three of them, and I have won four of the major prizes.
What?
Yeah, I went to, I won this giant like the tea package. So it was like a bunch of different teas, and there was a new kettle, and there was. This big teapot and some really cool teacups and stuff. So that was cool. And the second one I went to, I was like, ooh, that's a nicer kettle and I can use that one for camping. So I put all my things pretty much, not all my things, but I put most of my things in this like other tea package with a whole bunch of different teas. I like tea. I don't drink coffee, right? So for me, tea is like,
it's your coffee.
It's my pick-me-up. Yeah. So anyway, But at that social, I also had I had three tickets and I was like, I'll put it in this little thing over here. And I forget what it even was. It was like last year or something. Mm-hmm. So I forget. And I also like at the end of a social, you're absolutely just juiced.
Right.
So I won that too. So I won both of the things that I put my tickets in.
That's fantastic.
And last night I split my tickets evenly between this Instapot and there was this Jets package and had like a Jets jersey and tickets to a game and all this stuff.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, which was very cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't win the Jets thing, but I did win the Instapot, so.
So you still came out on top, really. That's fantastic. Love that.
So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. So, but the concept of socials is so fucked up to me. It's so fucked up.
Well, in that sense, yeah, because Rod and I actually went to, recently, was like a silent auction, but it was a fundraiser. Locally here, so like the concept
for
isn't
what cause.
Well, this one actually was pretty close to us because Rod's a friend of his they went to a school with her one of her daughters is struggling with anorexia, and so she now has to go out to BC for treatment because there's nothing in Nova Scotia that really deals with that. Anyway, so there's a whole huge fundraiser just to raise money because she's gonna have to go out there for like 3 or 4 months, who knows really, but it was just like this, the whole community got together and was like,
that's a good cause.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
You deciding that you don't have enough money to go get married is not a good cause.
That's exactly, 1,000%.
Right, like, so, like, I'm all for having a party whenever you want to have a party, absolutely, but if the entire point of it is that you go into your wedding, not having paid for it, You now have you literally have no vested interest. You haven't. Mm-hmm. There's no investment. So basically,
yeah,
it's just
you.
Like, you know,
I
what?
You.
I kind of don't like you. Divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no.
I know. I get no, you. Like, I get it. It's just
it's just
weird
to me. It's just weird.
It is weird.
And it's 100%. A cultural difference, and I understand that. And but Manitoba's fucking that. Yeah, they love their socials. And they love honey dill. And you're from Nova Scotia, so you're going, the fuck is a honey dill? Right?
No idea what that is.
It's a sauce. It's this little sauce it's like, instead of ranch, people ask for honey dill. And it's quintessentially Manitoban. To the point where I've spoken to Manitobans and they're like, how come you've never heard of honey dill? And I'm like, That's not a thing anywhere else.
Yeah.
And they were like, really? Like 30-year-old Manitobans who had no idea that honeydill didn't exist outside of Manitoba.
Right. Got it.
Which also is a very Manitoban thing. Not understanding what happens outside the confines of your
outside of it. Yeah.
Province. Yeah.
Yep. Love that.
But it's just, anyway, so that was a mind-blowing thing that happened to me last night, and then,
love it. But you won a prize,
I left with a fucking Instant Pot. But,
there you go.
Here's the thing. I get invited to socials on a weekly basis. Probably more than that. But, I've been to three because I knew two of the couples getting married, I knew. Mm-hmm. One of them, I went with a friend. And knew nobody but that friend.
Right.
And last night I went to this social at like late. Like I got there late because I was at work. And I rushed over there and I got there just in time to like buy some tickets, put them in the raffle, which they still call a silent auction. It's fucking not. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking Manitoba. Anyway.
It'll all be okay.
It's just like. Call a thing what it is. This is a cash grab. Anyway, and it's not an auction. It's a fucking raffle.
It should just be come pay for our wedding and then just come in. Like that just...
That's exactly...
If we're going to be exactly, obvious. There you go.
People actually do that.
I did not know that that was a thing for that type of event.
People also make enough money at these socials. People make enough money at these socials that they're like, they pay for their wedding and a honeymoon and like... A down payment on their house. Well, not so much that, but like not
that's insane.
But it's
that's
fucked insane. Up how much money people make at socials a lot of the time. Now, this one I was at last night was a little different because it was held at an actual theater, like a music venue. Normally, it's at a community hall where like your cost is nothing, but drinks were like normal price, and people were complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but these people are getting married, and we're here to support them, and they're like, yeah, but drinks are like $6. I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yep, and?
Like, what's your point? Anyway, because people are so used to, like, I go to a social, and drinks are $3, and I got shit-faced. And then I'm like, who's getting married? And I'm like, oh, it's me. Anyway, so, like, that's, like, socials are a shit show. So I don't go to them unless I know the person. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's
a reason I'm going to this social. I'm not going to some random person's social to support the idea of socials.
I'm with you.
It's fucked. Anyway, moving on.
Let's move
this
on.
That has nothing to do with children at all.
No, not at all.
Except for the fact that after every social, I wasn't very drunk last night. I got there late. I had like two beers and that was it. Yeah. But I have been to like two other socials where dealing with a child in the morning with a social hangover is not on my to-do list.
Dealing with any kids when you're hungover is just not a good time.
But again, $3 drinks, major prizes. But here's the thing. I went there. I spent $60. I bought $40 worth of the tickets, right? Because the money just goes right to the bride and groom directly. And then I bought two beers.
Yeah.
So I spent like $60 and left with an Instant Pot.
It's fantastic. And you had a good time. It's social. It's a social. You're out to be social with people. Especially if you know them. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I would love to move on because I really have a great story. I got story this week.
Is this like a news related story?
Yes.
Okay. Let's jump to in the news then. Let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
Because,
ahead.
I think I sent it to you, but anyway, this is, this happened. I think it was this week that it happened. But I just need to, I had to write it down because the title of the article itself, like the news story of it was just, that's what killed me. I screenshotted it and was like, we're talking about this. So, so the article.
For the record, I have no idea what she's about to talk about. So my reaction will be as genuine as yours.
Okay. This one, some of you have probably seen this already, but anyway, I saw it floating around on Facebook too. Anyway. The title of the news article was Bus Driver Abandoned 30 Kids at a Gas Station, Flipped Them Off, and Told Them to Go Fuck Themselves.
I read that, and he was charged with driving under the influence.
She. And it was a woman.
Oh, I thought it said he.
The driver is Lori Ann Minkos. She's 44. has previous, I guess, DUIs, but she was this. Okay, I wrote it down too because she was charged with 26 counts of child endangerment, driving under the influence, and careless and reckless driving. Just like a, listen, I can't even put words together, but first of all, the title of the, just the news article made me laugh. It's not a funny thing because you have an intoxicated, very obviously disturbed person driving your children.
Yeah, if I'm one of the parents of those kids, I'm livid. But if I'm reading that headline, I'm like, what is this?
Right? And he's
and Florida? Like, that's my first question. Right? Where was this?
This, I didn't even write it down, I don't think. I usually do. Anyway, it's Northampton Senior High School students.
Northampton? I don't know where that is.
Yeah. So anyway, that's somewhere in the States, weren't like little. But... Exactly. They weren't like little kids, but kids nonetheless. But there was like a few different quotes from some of the kids that were on the bus, and they were basically just saying that, you know, they were asking the bus driver to pull over, like to let them off. And then I guess she just, because she was, you know, speeding and like just, I guess she was like going around a corner and like way too fast. And anyway, it was quite the ordeal. I just, like I said, the whole title of it just cracked me up, but it's not funny, but the title was funny. I was like, some of us can relate when you say you just want to tell kids to just go fuck themselves sometimes. I can relate.
Yeah, no,
excuse me.
Hold on. The company that she worked for was based in Ohio. So I have to think that it's somewhere near there. Somewhere in the Midwest, as it turns out. I'm not going to go through the whole article right now, but anyway. It's surprisingly not Florida is basically what I'm getting at here. Because usually all the best stories come out of fucking Florida.
I think it's Pennsylvania.
Is that where it is? Well, that's not.
Northampton. Pennsylvania. Yep.
Is that where it is? Okay. So not the Midwest.
So there you go. All right.
All right. So
anyway, in case you're wondering, but that, I'm sure you'll be able to find that article anywhere because I saw it flying all over Facebook. So I'm sure that whoever's listening, you probably have already heard this. I just thought it was absolutely hysterical and also horrible at the same time, but I'm just glad that no one was hurt. But
an eighth grader that was on the bus, she said she was really fun when she first started driving us, but then she started getting weird. I don't know. She just seemed a little too friendly.
Oh my God.
We were freaking out. We didn't know if she was drunk or what.
Uh-huh. Which apparently she was. She or at said, least intoxicated.
She said, "You kids are making me quit my job after 2 weeks," Schiller said. She drove over a bunch of potholes. I thought I was going to fall out of my seat. I almost hit my head on another seat. She opened the back doors and told us all to get out.
After I got off,
I looked back when I saw her running away from the bus and just leaving us there. Some of the stranded students began phoning parents to come pick them up, while others just started walking home.
Can you imagine... just like, even being that kid.
What the fuck?
Like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. Like, I totally get the urge to go, hey, children, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
But to just abandon 26 children on the side of the road and be like, bye. Peace, bitches. Bye.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what's so funny about it to me is because no one was hurt, so, like, to me, this is hilarious, because I said...
Everything ended well, so it's, like, easy thing to joke about.
Totally, it was
But it's not funny.
No.
At its core. Like, what happened is not funny, but the circumstances surrounding it are objectively funny.
Hysterical. Yes, just having that day where you wake up and you're like, fuck, I hate my job.
Be like, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just thought that was absolutely fantastic. God damn it, Lori. Get it together.
Yeah. Lori Ann, what the fuck? Lori Ann?
Fuck.
I mean, she has Ann as part of her first name. Ugh. Like as tag on. So you knew some shit was going to go down at some point.
Oh, good times. I mean, I don't remember ever having like angry bus driver. I remember having angry teachers, for sure. When I was in elementary school, there was one teacher. She clearly hated kids. So I don't know why she was a teacher.
Yeah. Like, some people are like, they go into, they finish their degree and they're like, oh, shit, with all the electives I took, I ended up with a fucking education degree. God yeah. damn it.
They have to teach like, shitty kids.
Yeah, or they try to be like, they're trying to get education degrees so they can become professors at universities and not deal yeah. with kids. But yeah, then they're like, ah, little... oh, fucking grade three again. God damn it. Like,
right? I just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, everyone... You can hate your job at some points, but if you really hate your job that bad, you need to reevaluate life choices. I mean, sometimes you end up in a job because you just have to make a living. I get that. Like, you just need to survive and make money, and you may not necessarily like that job, but I mean, there's been days where I was at work before and was like, you know what? I would just love to tell these people to go fuck themselves and just peace out. I don't work with a bunch of kids, mind you, and gonna leave them on the side of the road at a gas station.
Right?
We're like, bye guys. Good luck getting home.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace
yeah.
out. All
right. So, anyway. What else did you have on your list there?
I had a couple other feel good stories. I wanted to kind of get away. We had a lot of
I like feeling good.
Yeah. So we had like, you know, the last probably couple episodes, there's been like some not so great stories. So I kind of wanted to keep it a little light this week. So starting off with a bang, Avi. So that one was fantastic. But the other one that I have for you today is, we'll start with this one. So there was a kid at... what's his name? I wrote it down. Just bear with me. Azzy Robinson. He's 15 years old. So he goes to Laverne High School. This is also in the States. So he's 15. He is known in the school as like a very uplifting, happy-go-lucky kind of kid. And then some of his friends noticed that like he was starting to act a little different. He was kind of like, just seemed really down. And so they decided to pull, there was a couple of kids, of his friends, I guess, that decided to pull together and just do something really nice for him. So there's a video that I'll share on our, I'll share it on our Facebook page of the actual video, but, these two students decided to give this kid who was clearly going through some rough times in the video. I think he's like wearing pajamas and stuff. His hair is a little disheveled. He just looks like he's just having a rough go. So they went and they bought him brand new pair of shoes and gave him a bunch of new clothes. It didn't get specific as to what was going on in his life, like what was happening. His quote in the article that I read was basically just, I was just going through a really hard time and I don't really want to get into it, but it was like a really feel good type. You know, these kids band together and we're like, we want to make you happy, because I guess he's the one in the class, I guess, that is usually the one that is making other people feel good and keeping them uplifted. So they like kind of gave back. It was really, really sweet. The video, there was, of course, the people commenting on it saying, oh my God, they're embarrassing that poor kid. And like, this is mean somehow. I don't know. If you read the comment.
I hate how like doing a nice thing is mean.
Listen, when the fuck did
that start?
Listen, anyway, there's just going to be those people out there just being dicks for no reason. The whole story itself was awesome. The kid thought it was really sweet. You know, it was a really, really cool thing. I'll share it on our Facebook page. You should go check it out, because it was it's very sweet, and it's so nice to see young kids, and especially teens, like in high school. It's hard. It's a rough go. Like, it's not easy, and, you know, it was nice to see, like, friends band together and be like, bro, we know you're having a hard time. We don't know what the thing is, but... here's some stuff to make you feel happy. Like, it was really, really cool. It was very cute.
It's nice to hear about kids doing good shit, because
usually
what makes the news is not. Right,
right, exactly. It's always...
Six kids beat up another kid in school.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and I'm, you know what? I know that that shit happens, and it's very serious. There's always... that's why we talk about everything here, but that's why I kind of wanted to... put in a little couple of feel-good stories this week, because teenagers are great. Like, they can be really thoughtful human beings, and there are some really great kids out there trying to do good things. So, and you don't get to talk about it very much, so just thought we'd throw that in there.
I like that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's really nice. I mean, it warms my heart.
Yeah. You know, it was really sweet. So like I said, I'll share it on our Facebook page so you guys can have a look at it after this goes up. So
I do. I want to see that. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was very cute. So I will definitely share that. I think it was all over Twitter too, which is where I initially saw it. So I'll find it, put it up there. You guys can watch it. It's just a really quick little video. The article's pretty short. It's just a feel good story, which is kind of nice to see from a high school, which we don't really get to hear a lot of those.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Yeah. So anyway, there's good kids out there. Being a teen's hard, guys. Like, I know that we always joke about, you know, kids being annoying and dramatic and all those things, but it's tough. Like, it's a tough go.
Listen, I know fucking adults my age that are annoying and dramatic. Like, yeah, you don't have to be a teenager. You know?
Yeah, fair.
Teenagers get a bad rap because they're going through a lot of, like, hormonal changes, and so, like, mm-hmm. it happens more.
Yeah.
It's much more prevalent at that age than it is at, like, my age, your age, mm-hmm. For us. But it's not like it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But well,
what's just, next?
Another feel good, another high school type kid. Well, not high
just,
school.
Just
thing,
living in the high school.
Just. I found websites? Some great stories of some teenagers this week, so I wanted to share them because it's...
Because you have teenagers in your house and you want to think that maybe they could be possibly
They could
good.
Be, like, nice people sometimes.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I talk about it, they'll, like, be like, oh my God, I can be a nice person.
Hermagood!
All right, so the third story that I have is in... It's all in the States, but this one's in New Jersey. But there were... the whole story kind of started, there's two brothers, an older brother who is, don't quote me on this because I remember reading the article, I only kind of took point notes, but the older brother is like an EMS driver, EMS. So he has a little brother, and they had a big snowstorm, and I guess their neighbor that they know pretty well, she goes to get dialysis, to live. So she go, and they knew that because she gets picked up and has to go to the hospital every day. So, there was a snow happening and the older brother had to work. And so he,
did you just say there was a snow happening?
Did I say a snow happening?
You mean it snowed?
I was going to say, right? A snowstorm happening is what I meant to say.
Okay.
Snow was coming down. So
okay.
They knew that their neighbor had to get out somehow to go to her dialysis. So the older brother, his name was Brian, and his younger brother is Patrick Lanigan. So Patrick and Brian Lanigan. And he asked his little brother to kind of step up. So his little brother decided, who was at high school, he's high school age, and he got a few of his friends together at 4 or 4:30 in the morning. They went out and completely shoveled her driveway so that she could get out and go to her dialysis that morning. So, and they went to school after that. They kind of took a break and then went right to school. They were hoping for a snow day, but they didn't get it. It was only delayed. So they got up, they were up super early, which what I remember from the story is that they actually didn't even sleep at all. They just kind of stayed up because they were hoping to get a snow day and then it didn't happen. So they were up early. They went and shoveled the driveway. She was able to get to her dialysis appointment and then the boys kind of just hung out for a little bit and then ended up having to go to school that day. But it was pretty, pretty cool. Like, you know, you get these bunch of high school boys. Yeah. They, you know, neighbors too, right? Like having great neighbors like that, not even just necessarily the kids, but like they kind of stepped up, which was really sweet. And it's good to take care of your neighbors. Like, we've got really great neighbors here, too.
Well, I live in an apartment building, and I haven't had a problem with any of my neighbors, except for one, but he got evicted. What great came out of that was that the person who moved in now has a kid just a little bit older than Amelia.
Yes.
And so now Amelia has, like, her best friend in the building.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
Oh, it's my best friend. And I was like, that. So what's her name? And she's like,
I don't know. We're not on a first name basis. We're just besties. Like, what do you want from me?
It's like, hey, girl I like, let's go play.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's a thing.
So,
yeah.
So she's so pumped about that. Like,
I love that.
But it's great that the other kid is also pumped about that. So that's really cool.
That's also fantastic.
I like that a lot. But they're getting along famously. It's great.
I love that.
It's great.
That's really sweet. You know, that's what I missed.
When the snow melts, we'll be able to go to, like, the park. together. And hang out, and they can play on the slides, and I can just drink beer surreptitiously with nobody noticing. In the park.
Yeah, why not?
That's my goal,
That's the bonus of being an adult.
Yeah, sit at one of the picnic tables at the park, let her run around, because there's a big splash pad, and there's two little climbing things, one for like older kids and one for the younger kids. Amelia's outgrown the younger one, but still likes to play on it sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm real pumped. I love that. Know, she's got this friend that she can hang out with. And
yeah. That's why, you know what, when we moved here where we're at, the girls' mom's place is in like a cul-de-sac area, and all of their friends were like within walking distance to the house, so they could go and hang out with their friends all the time. But when they're with us, like, there's no one really here that's their age. Like, there are some kids that they're just all different age groups, and we're not like in a, I don't know. We all get together, but they're not like friends, I guess. So they didn't really have like kids to hang out with. Like every now and then they would come up, like in the summertime, especially. Like in the winter, we all just hibernate, and like we it's so funny. We joke about it, but we all like come out when it's summertime. We're like, hey, shit, I haven't seen you in like a year. Like, all of our neighbors just decide to come out. We all hang out in the summertime. We've all got fire pits and just hang out.
Yeah, but then all the snow's coming. You're just, like, in your house being like,
God, yeah, see you guys next year. Yeah.
It's like, we can hang out, but we'd have to break out the shovels first, and that sounds like no fun.
Could literally just walk across the street, but, I mean, it's cold. But anyway, I just wish that the kids had, like, more kids their age. But it's fine now, I feel like, as they're older. Like, we just go and do stuff with them. We just go, like I said, we go to parks, we kick the ball around. Ball season's coming up, so we're going to start, you know, going to the field and playing some catch and hitting baseballs, all those fun things.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, what's cool about this girl in the building being a little bit older is that Amelia is she's a little bit advanced for her age as far as dexterity and the things she likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when she plays with kids who are her age, like her exact age.
Yeah.
A lot of them can't do the stuff that she can do, or they're not as independent.
Okay.
About stuff, like, Amelia can go to the bathroom and like everything by herself, and has for a while.
Yeah.
Like the wiping and everything.
Yeah.
Right. So, which, as a parent of a 4-year-old, like, if you had 4-year-olds in your house, you understand that's it's very, very exciting as a parent.
Yeah.
So, like, do you need help? Do you need help? No, you got this. Okay.
High five.
Enjoy. Yeah. So, but that's really exciting for me. But having a kid that's a little older means Amelia is communicating on her level already. Like, she's one of the most insane talkative kids I've ever seen. But she's also like capable of playing all these games and running around and coloring and what like everything that this kid who's just shy of 2 years older than her can do, Amelia can do.
That's awesome. It's nice to have that. It's nice to have that for her too. I find, like, I don't know if it's just a girl thing, but I remember when I was growing up that I was always infatuated with older girls. Like, I always wanted to, like, hang out with them and, like, I don't know. I mean, well, Jacqueline and I used to be the same way, actually, because I remember we were younger, but she would, like, follow me around. And, like, when you're the older one, you're like, oh, my God, you're so annoying.
Yeah, and that was you guys following Amanda around.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, you're always, like, more infatuated.
Amanda
is older.
My sister, for the people that don't know that. Oh, yeah. Amanda's my sister.
Yeah, and Jacqueline's our cousin.
And Jacqueline is, yes. So... Exactly.
Sorry,
so,
yes, context. I forget that it's not just you and I talking.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is, but like...
It feels as comfortable as that, but, but our listeners are like, who the fuck are these people?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, yes, for context.
Katie and I have a cousin named Jacqueline.
Yes.
And my sister is named Amanda, and so that puts that whole story into context now. So,
right,
and
my sister... Yeah. Like, my bad.
I'm the oldest, right? Well, there's me and Laura,
my sister.
Your sister.
Yeah, you guys are like a couple
We're
of months apart.
Pretty much the same age, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Laura is a different case as far as like the social circle is concerned.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but well, if any of you know me, my sister, she's special needs. So she has spina bifida. That's what you meant by that. So yeah, it was a little bit different because we spent more time together. My sister didn't, she was home a lot. Like she had, anyway, just a whole lot of slew of crazy things when we were kids. Like we spent the majority of our time at the hospital more than anything, but
because Laura has the like, she's got a learning disability, obviously. Yeah. It's spina bifida. And so she wasn't, like, when we hung out, she wasn't really part of, like, playing with us.
Yeah.
But,
because especially as a kid, you don't even understand it. I never even really understood it, to be honest with you. Like, I didn't see her as really that different. But
no, I know. Yeah. But she used to talk, and it was like hearing Nanny's voice come out of a person our age. It was so
fun. Oh my God, it's still the same. She
I know.
Will talk your ear off for hours if
I
you let
know.
Her.
She's so crazy.
She's the best. She's really the best. She's so funny.
She's so friendly. Like, she'll talk to anyone.
Oh my God.
Anyone.
And if she loves you, she fucking loves you. Like, if she clicks with somebody, you are now her best friend in the entire world. And it's so funny because I think about, like, yes, she has a learning disability. Like, I would say that sometimes, like, her mental maturity will say is probably that of, like, a young, I don't know, like, say 8 to 10 year old type maturity level. But then on other levels, she's so mature, but so smart in other ways. Like, you tell her your birthday, she will remember that shit forever. And she will text me or call me and say, don't forget, it's so-and-so's birthday. I'm like, I haven't talked to that person in 4 years, but okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Because I remember she used to call the house when I lived with my parents. She used to call the house every year. Like, happy birthday,
yes.
Adam.
She will text.
And then it was like, Nanny was like, so what's new? How are you doing? Like, it's like, oh God. Like this,
oh God.
I'm in this
God.
Conversation forever.
Yeah.
But then Nanny would call and I'm like, I can't do this again. It's like having the same conversation twice.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Laura's so much like, I think she idolized Nanny, and she's taken so much after Nanny.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. Oh my God, it's so funny. And she's still the same. My God, it's just always, she's very much into shows and movies. And so she, oh my God, and she knows actors. I don't know. She's just insane. It's amazing what her brain can do. It's crazy to me. But she
has focuses. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because she's a very much of a collector. So if she finds something that she likes, she needs to have all of it. So if it's a TV show and it comes out on DVD, she has to own all of them.
Yeah.
So it's just anyway, she's the best. She's awesome. So anyway, like, the whole point of that was that, yes, it's a different level of playing when we were kids. So you and I and, like, Amanda and Jacqueline were more close because we played together more, I guess.
Yeah, but also, whatever. Like, I didn't play with you guys as much.
No.
Because I'm the only boy on that side of that whole side of the family. I'm the only boy.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest.
Yeah. That's true.
So
but you did play with us sometimes. It was mostly to just pick at us.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Sometimes. When I was bored, you know.
Yeah.
I would watch you follow Amanda around, and I would watch Jacqueline, who's like the baby of the family, follow you and Amanda around.
Yeah.
It was funny.
A little train of girls. That's what I mean. Like, I think girls, I don't know if boys do that in a sense, but I know that
not really.
From when I grew up, like, that's what it was like. I was obsessed with older girls, and then the younger kids were obsessed with me. And, like, you're almost the older ones always annoyed with the younger ones. It's just like a constant thing.
Yeah. My experience of boys is just like, you don't want to play with the older boys because they'll beat you at all the things that you're going to play.
Oh, like, fair. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Right. Cause when you're playing sports and there's a kid at that age, like when we were like 10, 11, 12, mm-hmm. like 1 year of development was a lot.
That's true.
And so playing with kids who were like 2-3 years older mm-hmm. was not something that you enjoyed because there was no fucking way you were going to win.
Right.
Like, actually though, like, and because boys we're generalizing, don't jump on me here, but boys tend to be a little more aggressive and competitive mm-hmm. and women absolutely have that capacity. Don't fucking think that I'm saying they don't. But in general, boys tend to be more competitive and more
like
physical.
With each other. Like, they're more, more of like, instead
and
of
so,
us going out and hanging out, they're going to go and wrestle. Like, it's...
Yeah, so boys, right. And boys don't like playing the younger kids because it's, like, I also don't want to win easily. So playing against, playing sports and mm-hmm. games and whatever with kids my own age was what I wanted to do. I didn't want to, like, move out of my age bracket because it's either no challenge or no chance. So I wanted to live in that, like, it's hard to win, but I can still win. I won't win every time, but I'm going to win sometimes. Right?
Right. Exactly.
So that's where boys sort of live mm-hmm. in that, like, that competitive sweet spot. Because you don't get better by playing people worse than you at a sport, but you also don't get better by getting your ass handed to you every time. So you want to live in that range where you're playing against guys who are possibly better than you, but you're learning, and then you get better than them, and then they learn from you, and they get better. Like you develop each other by the competition.
Right.
And that's but that also comes from a place where sports were the most important thing to me then.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, exactly. Like, kids, they all have different interests. So not necessarily all the girls out there are just going to, like, want to go and, like, dress up and, like, do all those things. There was sports and all those. I played with, you know, the little dinky cars and stuff like that. Like, that was, like, my jam. I gave no fucks when I was younger. Like, I never put myself in a category as, like, I wouldn't say I was a tomboy, but I also wasn't, like, girly girl. So, like, I just was like, this is what I want to do, and, like, that's what I'm going to do. So
I'm going to do it. Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Anyway, there was another thing I wanted. I don't have any other stories. Those were, like, the feel-good stories for today, but there was one thing.
Okay.
There was one thing that I posted last night, which you saw, I think, and my father saw.
Oh,
I just saw
cat.
His message this morning. Okay, I was triggered by this picture because
just like imagine her like, I'm gonna try and make this post funny, but really inside I'm broken and raging.
I'm also crying. So because I actually was, I saw this picture and something inside of me was like torn up about it because it's so funny. So it's a picture of a cat and the way that its color of its fur looks like it has just this harsh bangs happening in the front, like it's black and it's just this harsh cut across and it has like a little white face. You can see it on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all up there.
Yeah.
But I posted because that was actually my haircut in grade 6 because my mom.
We need to find that photo and put it next to it.
I was trying to find a picture because in grade 6 I had the bangs and then I had the mushroom cut to go with it. So like I had the hair underneath my ears was where it was cut and then the harsh bangs across. That was grade 6 for me. So
she was like, big bowl, cut around. And then she was like, bangs, smaller bowl.
Well, cut across. Yeah, right? Except my mama did not use any bowl. And she's like, I'm going to freehand this shit.
Wow.
So she
started. I was expecting like salad bowl, side salad bowl.
That's actually really funny. I wish. At least it would have been straight across. Because this is what triggered me. She started cutting.
Because it's not even.
And she was like, oh, it's not even. I need to cut a little more. Oh, it's still not even. I need to cut a little more. I swear to God, for those of you who can't see this video right now, but like if you had like maybe like the top part of your thumb, like where the first knuckle is, like from your middle of your forehead down, that's where my bangs were. Like it was up.
Are they even bangs then?
Right?
Do you even bang, bro? Wait, no, that's not.
Wait, that's not where we
were. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
We won't go there.
That's not what I meant.
Anyway, I know what you're saying.
You know what I meant.
I know what you meant, but like.
Okay.
It sounded different.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
I heard it as soon as I said it. I'm like, nope.
Retract.
Put those words back. It's just, God damn it.
Damn it.
All right.
Anyway, that triggered me so bad. And my dad commented on it and was like, bah, ha, ha, I remember this.
that's the worst. When your dad's like, ha, I remember that. We did that to you. Your
but
parents.
Okay. But my dad, like, because we weren't living together at this time, right? Like, my dad, they're separated or whatever, right? Like, divorced when I was, like, 3. So, but dad remembers me how I was unconsolable for, like, a really long time. I went to school with a hood on, and I kept my hood up, and my teacher made me take my hood down, and I wanted to die. So, the picture.
Thanks, teach.
Whew, that picture brought a whole lot of feelings back up. And it was.
It's this funny cat. And you're just like, no, the horrors.
Right. It's almost like when
it's
you.
It's like a bad LSD trip that just comes back out of nowhere.
It's like, you know, like.
Oh, no.
You know those panaways where, like, the face goes, like, stale. And, like, they. In the background, it's like all the war and the guns shooting and all of this, like, PTSD thing. Not to make fun of that, but, like, it's like one of those things. And you're like, that's where my mind went. I was like, oh, my God. All these, like, feelings came rushing back of, like, how horrible this was. Oh my God. It was the worst. It was the first and last time my mom ever touched my hair. And I even mentioned it in the post, was like, I never had bangs after that. I was so traumatized by it. I will never have bangs ever again.
Now, to be honest, it's 2019. Nobody should have fucking bangs.
I mean, some people look really good in them, but like, I just.
All right. Show me a picture where somebody looks good with bangs.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have that kind of time. Yeah, I do. I just don't want to.
Fair.
Anyway, I just had to get that out there because it was just boiling inside of me. And I, yeah. And if you've ever had bad haircuts, there was one, actually, there was someone who commented bad on haircuts. Our Instagram and said, and well, you had hair when you were a kid.
I did. And it was shitty.
It was very curly.
Do you remember when I had the rat tail and then it turned into a mullet? Do you remember that?
Those were the best years ever.
No.
Yes,
no,
they were.
Disagree.
They were fantastic. Like in a horrible way.
Oh, it was fucking awful. Oh, man. When I had the rat tail and an earring, remember that?
I mean, oh. Anyway, if you guys
none
had,
of those, I hope none of those pictures exist.
I'm calling Chris. I am calling Chris.
No, fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck right off. No.
She's my go-to. Love her.
Yeah, anyway. Fucking traitor. She just get. She's like, yeah, absolutely. I'll fucking give him up here.
Do you get some blackmail for me? Yeah, here you go. Silver plattered it right up for me. It was fantastic.
God
love her.
Damn. No, not helpful. Mom, if you're listening to this, not helpful.
Listen,
do not help Katie.
Please help me, first of all. Secondly, if any of you have horrible, like, I want to see the pictures. I will find mine somewhere and I will post it. But if you have pictures, I'll post mine and then please put yours underneath so we can all die a little inside together and reminisce. Because, yeah, and I'm talking to you, Adam.
Being a kid is hard. It's harder than adulting. You just don't realize it's hard at the time.
Right, but it's so
until you're done,
to look
you're like, man,
it.
I really fucked up. Like I could have done all this stuff, but I did this instead and had a fucking mullet. It was a bad time, and I didn't know.
Listen, kids make bad choices. And sometimes they're not even our own choices. Sometimes they're our parents. I'm like, Mom, there were some photos. I'm like, Mom, what were you thinking? Like, what are
Listen,
you,
if
what
you
am
end
I
up talking, if you end up talking to my mom, ask her how I fucking ended up with an earring in the first place.
Okay, that's a story.
It is. And I'll give you the Reader's Digest version right now. We were at a house party at Uncle Gene and Aunt Teresa's house.
Excuse me.
Okay?
Yes.
We were at a party. Mm-hmm. And you know how he had a bar in the basement and all that?
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, right? Yes.
So, my parents were drunk.
No.
Yeah. And no. One of our aunts was a hairdresser and had a fucking, like, she did piercings and stuff for a living.
Yeah.
Also drunk at this party, had her shit in the car. So my parents talked me into getting an earring. Me and Doug, like our Uncle Doug, Jacqueline's dad.
Oh, no.
Him and I went splits on this like set of earrings, and I got my ear pierced that night, and so did Doug.
I did not know this story, and I'm, like, traumatized for you. Doug, I'm
now
not
imagine,
surprised.
Imagine. I fucking forget how old I was. 13, I think, at the time. 12 or 13, somewhere in that range.
Oh, my God.
So we go to a house party with our family. My parents get drunk and talk me into getting an earring. And the best part was there was this kid on my hockey team. And he was from Germany.
Yes.
And his parents were very strict. But they knew that my parents were very strict. And so
they trusted them.
But his name was Jerry. Mm-hmm. Skibinski was his last name. Okay. Jerry Skibinski. And he wanted to get an earring. And his parents were like, no. And then they were like, you know what? If Adam Lardner gets an earring, you can have an earring. And I showed up to fucking school with an earring.
No.
And his parents were like, what the fuck? So he got an earring. Not a joke. That's a real thing that happened.
Because you can't go back on that. Like, what are you going to do?
No, they were like,
well, fuck. Shit. Thanks, Chris and Mark. Good job. Yeah,
exactly.
Damn you.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's when you just, if you can't trust those, well, that's the thing. They trusted your parents.
Now, I'm sure my mom's version of this story is different, but that's the fucking way it went down. As the sober party in the room.
Yes.
Because I was 12 or 13 years old. That's what happened is my parents were drunk and talked me into getting an earring.
Uh-huh.
Then I had that earring for like 5 years.
That's fantastic.
I still have the hole in my ear.
Well, yeah, they don't go away.
3 days ago, Amelia was playing with my ear and she goes, Papa, you have a hole in your ear. We should put an earring in it. And I'm like, no, never again. That's my bangs. That's my, like, I'm traumatized. It'll never happen again.
Bangs.
5 years I kept that stupid thing. And then one day I took it out to play soccer and I just never put it back in and it grew over.
Yep.
And I, but the evidence remains. I got the hole in my ear.
Yes. Oh my God.
Remember that time I was a fucking East Coast pirate? That's because people in Manitoba, as soon as they hear me, they're like, are you a pirate? Because I have that hard AR guitar fire car. So people in Nova Scotia are like, I don't hear it. And people everywhere else are like, I hear it. So
the kids and Rod make fun of me for the way I say things all the time.
And but they're like, from Nova Scotia.
I know. But listen, apparently I say like bagel weird. Like I'm going to go make a bagel. Weird.
Don't say that.
Okay. Well, how else do you say it?
Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel. That just sounds weird.
Not bagel.
Bagel.
It's not bagel. It's bagel.
Okay. Well, apparently I'm fucked.
You are fucked. That's true. But
okay. Well, and I also say car. Reason.
Car, yeah.
Right, car. So apparently I say that weird. Car.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
Right?
Bagel, I heard.
All right, fair enough. I'll think of some other ones you can make.
Say it again. Say it again.
Bagel.
Bagel.
Bay.
Bagel. Like, think, like, think, like, I love my bay. Bagel.
Bay. Bagel.
Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel. Bagel. No, I don't even know anymore. I'm confused.
It's not, it's not a bag.
Bagel.
It's not a bag. It's fucking food.
So, what I'm saying is bagel. It's
you're saying bagel. Yeah, it's not bagel. It's bagel.
Wait, everyone listening to this is like, Jesus fucking Christ, no one cares.
Yeah, we're over this. Move on. Okay.
Oh my God. So, sorry.
Tweets. Yes. Top tweets. We're running out of time. Let's see the top tweets.
I know. So this was, listen, it is what it is. This is how this works, right?
We don't know. Just sidetrack left, right, and center.
Listen, I made fucking notes this week, so
I'm so fucking impressed. When you showed me your notebook, I was like, for reals?
For reals, bitch. And I've been like trying to keep up on our posts and stuff this week.
I appreciate because starting the new job, I've been really focused on that, and I'm really sorry that I haven't been helping as much as I probably should.
I got you. Sort of. I'm working on it. But we're getting there. I'm getting better. Like I'm like not like going from like Saturday posting to like next Saturday posting.
We're not like a week between posts.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
love you guys. You got this.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All the love. Okay, so for top tweets this week, I've saved a shit ton this week because I found some really, really good gems and there's so many of them. So I'm flipping through right now to try and find the one that I was looking for. But I'll start with this one. I think I follow her on Instagram, and Twitter. So her, hers is at sarcasticmommy4 on Twitter.
Okay.
She tweeted so much for my husband thinking he was a cool parent. He just asked my son who he was snap facing. It's close. Snap facing, I guess.
Yeah, but you lose any credibility as far as like being the young hip parent at that point.
I know, right?
You immediately become that old curmudgeon that's like, get off my lawn! Yeah. Like, that's immediately what happens when you mispronounce internet things. You're immediately like, keep that music down! Like, you're that guy.
Yeah, the fist shaking and, these kids these days type. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so here's another one, which I loved. This one is at Beegs on Twitter. It's at BEAGZ. His actual name on it is Dadisms, which that was pretty great. He tweeted, you know what's worse than dropping your phone on your face? Dropping your phone on your kid's face when you're trying to see if she's sleeping or not.
You're in for a rude awakening.
Oh, and there'd be nothing worse than like sneaking in and be like, I can't tell. And like, just like shining the phone in their face to see if they're awake and then just dropping it.
That's brutal.
Oh my God. Cause we've all been
there.
Have you seen that phone?
There's this new phone that like, it's designed with like a gigantic battery that lasts for like a week at a time or something.
What? No. And
it was like this awesome looking phone. I'm like, oh my God. Like, that battery would be awesome. That was my first thought. And then the tweet right underneath that was, imagine dropping that on your face.
Oh, fair. That's fair.
I was like, oh, yeah. It's like a brick.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going in between a couple. So I'm going to just end with this one. It's a tweet from @SilkyMamas. And the tweet says, remember when you and your BFF said you'd have babies at the same time, go on fun family trips together, except now that you actually have babies, you see each other maybe 3 times a year? That was fun.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
for any of you who were, actually planned to have kids, I guess.
I was sure not planning on kids. Yeah. Kids was, she was 100% an accident. Best thing in my life. I always have to qualify it.
Yeah.
Why do I always have to qualify it? Why do I have to qualify that I didn't want kids? I love Amelia to death. She is the best thing in my life. Mm-hmm. But I did not want kids originally. That was not the plan.
Parents out there, you don't have to justify that. You don't have to say that. You don't have to be like, my kid was an accident, but it was like the best thing ever. It's like, no.
Right? Because I don't have to do that with Winnipeg. I never wanted to live in Winnipeg. Winnipeg sucks. Like, I don't have to qualify Winnipeg. Like, but we know, right. I didn't want to live in Winnipeg. Now it's the best. Like, no, it fucking sucks.
Exactly. If you plan to have kids, fantastic. That's great. If you don't plan to, but you're like, oh, well, I guess this is happening, then, you know, you're just adulting the fuck up and having a kid. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you planned it that way. Yes, you're right. Happy, I'm sure, that it happened, but that doesn't mean
that
you... She is
the best part. She's the best part of my week. The time I get to spend with her is absolutely the best. It's my favorite.
So, but you shouldn't feel guilty about saying, like, I did not plan for this.
This was not a plan.
Yes.
Not a plan.
Wasn't something I signed up for, however...
Not a plan.
Yeah. Being an adult, you do things that those kind of things can happen. So... That's, you just have to live with the consequences. Whoopsies.
Anyway, I don't want her to develop a complex of any sort. But she will never know, or she will never think she is unloved. That is
exactly
not a thing that will ever happen, because I love her more than life.
She doesn't have to worry about that. There
you go. If something happened to her, I would destroy the entire planet. That's like that's the feeling I have in my heart. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes,
it would be a rampage.
It would be a rampage. An epic.
Like, just go into berserker mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? That was a solid wrap, I think, to a really good episode, because it was a feel-good one. I feel good. I feel happy. This was really fun. A nice, solid episode 13.
Yeah, right? I think that's it. Follow us on all the social medias. I'm Mark Adam. I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Not by choice. And Katie is in Nova Scotia.
By choice.
Tantallon specifically, but she's in the Halifax area. She's technically part of what used to be called the Halifax Regional Municipality. It has been rebranded Halifax.
Yeah, whatever.
So, whatever that is.
Anyway, I'm here. You're there.
The amalgamation happened in 1995. It was about fucking time they rebranded it to the actual. We're just Halifax now. Can we just be Halifax now? That was the intent.
Yes.
We have one mayor. I say we like I still live there.
It's okay. Your heart's still here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Again, follow us on all the social medias.
Yes,
follow
please.
Us on all the social medias.
And subscribe to
Facebook,
us on
Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to say, subscribe on YouTube, because I think we're at like 19 subscribers, but like we need to get to like 100.
We're only 81 away from what we need.
But like if you guys just share, or like just subscribe, and like you don't have to like watch our videos every week, but like just throw it on there, and if you feel like it, then we're there, and you can see
when
we
man,
post.
Oh man, we would love that.
Yes, we'd love it.
Plus,
anyway.
Every time we come out with like a new... like concept or because for the parenting, or sorry, for the Patreon members, which is patreon.com/parenting, where if you pay money, you get extra content and stuff from us.
Yeah.
For those people, when we come up with like a new concept, that's going to be a series or whatever. Mm-hmm. The first one goes on our YouTube page for everybody, so that you can see what kind of cool stuff we're doing. And then you go subscribe. But if you're subscribed to YouTube, then you don't miss any of those. And it's really cool. So do that.
Exactly.
So
also,
that would be very helpful.
Any of you who are still listening to this podcast, woot woot, high five, congratulations. Also, thanks for the self high five. Love that. Just any of you who are still listening, you get to hear the fact that we are going to be doing another contest soon. Like, super soon. So we've got things
super
happening.
Soon.
And it's like an interactive type contest. So if you're listening, keep a lookout for that. We're going to try and do that this week coming up. So over March break. So if you're still listening, check that out. Keep up with us. We want your input. We want to hear from you. We want you to win free stuff.
Winning free stuff is good.
Free's
losing
good.
Free stuff is shitty.
But at least you didn't have to pay for it if it was free. But anyway.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and then all of the audio places you can think of. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, all the places. Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, I forget them all. Radio Public. They're all over the place. Okay?
You know.
Yeah. Anchor.fm/parenting is where you go if you want to see a list of where it's all available. Mm-hmm. Please go ahead and subscribe. We would really appreciate it. See you next week. I can't believe this has been 13 episodes of this podcast already. How amazing is that? Yay!
We did it!
Worked it out! Okay, so episode 14 coming at you next week. Yes!
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.